This ain't going nowhere but bad. This is Geoff Parrish. Maybe it was just a case of achieving critical propagandistic mass because George Bush's speech on Iraq Tuesday night didn't really say anything new. Or maybe that was the problem. But boy, did it make me angry. How many times must we hear this president, this administration, use 9/11 as a free pass for pursuing any half-assed policy that comes to mind? How often is our intelligence going to be insulted by the vaguely racist insinuation that any war against a Muslim nation is justified because the 9/11 terrorists were Muslim? How many more American soldiers are going to die while this White House insists, against all evidence, that there's a clear path to victory? How many more Iraqis must die from the stubbornness of political leaders halfway around the world that they have no influence or control over? I'm sick of it. I'm tired of the thin rationalizations that have characterized not only the case for going to war, but the supposedly informed assessments of how that war is going. Pollyannish drivel contradicted every time one turns on the evening news. The sacrifice, Bush told us Tuesday, is worth it. To whom? Halliburton? Bechtel? And let's not even try to talk about how we extract ourselves from this mess. It's a verboten topic, in part because Bush doesn't have the guts or honesty to admit that it's a mess in the first place. The question of what to do about Iraq is a tricky one with no easy answers. Now that we're there, we have a responsibility to help clean up the mess we've created. There's also a clear national interest in not allowing Iraq to slip into another Shiite theocracy a la Iran. The current puppet government in Iraq and its army is no match for the insurgency, in large part because it has no legitimacy among Iraqi people. Rumsfeld and Bush, meanwhile, are trying to get away with using far fewer troops than their generals think are needed for the job, and the services can't recruit the soldiers needed to do the job. A multinational force would be most effective, but Bush won't cede that kind of control. In such a policy quagmire, the least helpful possible approach is exactly what W is doing, squeezing his eyes real tight, proclaiming his fealty to the flag, and swearing that he loves the troops. It's meaningless gibberish, and the American public knows it. It's also dishonest, because Bush is refusing to deal with the very real problems that are a direct consequence of decisions that he and nobody else made. Bush's speech will not serve its purpose of shoring up public support for the war in Iraq because it displayed exactly those facets of Bush's leadership that people have lost confidence in. They don't feel like he's leveling with us. He knows, he has to know, that this war is not going well. He has to know at this point, if there was ever any doubt, that Osama bin Laden had nothing to do with Saddam Hussein's Iraq, and that Iraq's insurgency is primarily a homegrown nationalist one. His intelligence chiefs brief him on this stuff every day. When he can't acknowledge to the American people what anybody with a lick of sense knows, he undermines whatever trust Americans have that W knows what he's doing and really does have a way out of this mess. The first rule of holes is that when you're in one, you stop digging. What we need regarding Iraq is a sober discussion of what our prospects are, what missions are being accomplished, and whether those missions are worth the cost, both to Americans and to the innocent Iraqis caught in the crossfire. What's not working? What other approaches could be tried instead? Instead, the Bush approach continues to be to keep his head down and to keep digging. That's what Tuesday's speech amounted to. Until that approach changes, until the Bush administration shows a willingness to reassess both its policies and its public pronouncements, Iraq is going to continue to slide from bad headline to worse reality. American confidence in this war and this president will slip right away with it. From KBCS, for the Pacifica Network, this is Geoff Parrish.